Welcome to our podcast at Le Caribbean Taste. I'm your host, Marcel. Today we look at teaching kids and young adults self-love in the kitchen. Kids and young adults who feel good about themselves have the confidence to try new things. They are more likely to try their best. They feel proud of what they can do. Self-esteem helps kids and young adults cope with mistakes. It helps them try again, even if they fail at first. As a result, self-esteem helps kids and young adults to do better at school, at home, and with their friends, basically in the general community. Kids and young adults with low self-esteem feel unsure of themselves. They think others won't accept them. They may not join in. They may let others treat them poorly. They may even have a hard time standing up for themselves. They may give up easily or not try at all. Kids and young adults with low self-esteem find it hard to cope when they make a mistake, lose or fail. As a result, they may not do anything at all. Self-esteem comes from feeling loved and secure and from developing competence. Here are four ingredients you can use to teach kids and young adults self-love in the kitchen. 1. Ignite positive thoughts of self. Like the fire that we ignite to cook our meals for nourishing our bodies, we can teach our kids and young adults to ignite and practice positive thoughts about self. Thoughts like, I need help, let me find someone who can help me. Or, if I practice, I can do better. Or, I can do this. And others like, I will never be perfect, but I can do my best. The more we think and practice positive thoughts, the more we will truly believe them. It's a healthy coping strategy that every child and young adult should have in their pantry of managing emotions. Being thankful, 2. When we are served a meal, we usually say thanks to the server. Being thankful means being appreciative. And some of the benefits of being thankful include, certainly not limited, to improved happiness, improved relationships, improved and stronger emotional skills, and much more. Take just a few minutes each day to reflect on what you are grateful for. Teach kids and young adults to recognize points in which they can be thankful, such as having meals each day, having barbecue wings for lunch, learning how to cook, or learning how to do chores. As we practice being thankful over time, we become better at it. Here's a third ingredient to building self-esteem in kids and young adults. Let's cook up something bigger. What do I mean by that? As adults, we may start off by teaching our toddlers to hand us ingredients or cut vegetables with a dining knife in the kitchen. As the kids get older, we move to preparing sandwiches or eggs. Cooking up something bigger mindset teaches us that skills can be developed over time with hard work and practice. By encouraging kids and young adults to adopt a cook up something bigger mindset, we help them learn they can accomplish their goals by working hard, learning from mistakes and pushing through challenges, rather than feeling badly about burning a meal while cooking or make a recipe mistake. Kids and young adults learn that mistakes actually teach us valuable lessons. A great way to teach this is to share with them some of the cooking errors you and others they knew made and have a laugh about it. I can think of so many. Not for today. And finally, sharing.
This is a great ingredient. This feeling when you make a meal and others are able to enjoy it, the cook feels a sense of accomplishment. It is no different for your kids and young adults. Provide guidance in the kitchen to prepare a meal and provide feedback to your kids and young adults. Sharing the meal with families and friends or neighbors or a neighbor will give them a sense of giving. And the world always can always, always do with more positive sharing. Feel free to use high fives, a smile, a nod, and say things like, "I am proud of you working under the stressful conditions." Also, get their input in terms of how the meal can be prepared another time and how they can share the meal or meal ideas with others. And in conclusion, there are many opportunities in the kitchen to build self-esteem in kids and adults. By listening to what they have to say, you are saying, "I value what you do. I respect who you are and what you're doing. What you do is important to me." As always, thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Marcel. Remember to visit us at our website at www.lacaribbeantaste.com. You can visit our recipes or meal ideas. You can visit our blogs. And you can also go to our shop to get your products, sauces, marinades. Always be inspired by taste. Bye-bye.